This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden and former President Trump are expected to win their party's nominations in today's primaries in Michigan. But on the Democratic side, Biden faces a protest organized by an Arab American group angry over the war in Gaza and ongoing U.S. support for Israel. NPR's Don Gagne has more from Detroit.
The protest is designed to send a message to President Biden by urging voters to check the uncommitted box on their primary ballot today. Organizers and many who've joined the protest say they can't support Biden if he doesn't stop the killing of innocent Palestinians in Gaza. The campaign is called Listen to Michigan, and its goal is to demonstrate that Biden could pay a price at the ballot box in November if he doesn't act now. This is a constituency that has backed him in the past, but if Michigan is as close as it's been in the past two presidential elections, falling support from these voters could have an impact on the outcome in the general election. Don Gagne, NPR News.
There is still no deal for a ceasefire in Gaza, but there is growing optimism for an agreement. President Biden is hoping for a consensus on the issue within days, as NPR's Giles Snyder reports.
President Biden spoke to reporters during a stop at an ice cream shop while campaigning in New York City, saying a deal is close, that his hope is a ceasefire will be in place by next Monday. On Sunday, White House Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said that negotiators have reached an understanding on the outlines of a temporary ceasefire that would also free hostages and allow more humanitarian aid to enter Gaza.
NPR's Giles Snyder reporting. In Washington, D.C., authorities have identified the U.S. airman who died after setting himself on fire outside of the Israeli embassy as 25-year-old Aaron Bushnell. From Texas Public Radio, Josh Peck reports that Bushnell described his action as an extreme act of protest against Israel's war in Gaza.
Aaron Bushnell, a former San Antonio resident who recently moved to Ohio, was a member of a mutual aid organization called the San Antonio Care Collective, which served the city's unhoused community. Lupe Barboza is one of the founders of that organization who worked with Bushnell for years. She said the Care Collective members disagree with his actions, but they understand them.
I don't want this to be misconstrued as mental illness. I want people to know that he did this for a reason, for a worthwhile reason, for a moral cause.
She said Bushnell was kind and gentle and deeply outraged about the treatment of oppressed people around the world. I'm Josh Peck in San Antonio.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific, market shares are mostly higher, up 1% in Shanghai. This is NPR News. The Virginia legislature has approved and sent to the governor a bill to eliminate tax breaks for the United Daughters of the Confederacy. The Richmond-based group has helped erect many of the nation's Confederate monuments. Supporters of the measure say the tax exemptions amount to state-sponsored subsidies for Confederate symbols. The United Daughters of the Confederacy is open to female descendants of Confederate soldiers and those who aided the Confederate cause. The family of a 26-year-old Jerome Stevenson, who died in a Louisiana jail, is now calling for justice. As the Gulf States Newsroom's Kat Stromquist reports, two corrections officers and an inmate have been arrested in connection with the death.
We won't leave this alone until we get full justice for Jerome.
Attorney Ben Crump said at a news conference that Jerome Stevenson was beaten to death. Stevenson died at a hospital in November after an incident at an O'Voyles jail. Crump said there were injuries to his abdomen and brain.
This goes beyond excessive force. This goes beyond police brutality.
The sheriff's office says one deputy was arrested on charges of principal to second-degree murder, and another for malfeasance in office. Another incarcerated person was arrested for second-degree murder. Crump said his team has not filed a lawsuit. They're now researching the case. For NPR News, I'm Kat Stromquist in New Orleans.
Again, U.S. futures are virtually unchanged in after-hours trading on Wall Street. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, who, as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the country's top 4%, is unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.